Good morning, kings and queens. How are you this morning? Today is Friday, March 19th. You just tuned in to your girl, DJ Lala. This is DJ Lala and the fam giving it to you straight with no chaser, music, life, and all that other good-ish. And this is your Southern New Yorker. That's a DJ Shinsky mix in the back. DJ Shinsky mix in the background from YouTube. Just wanted to put a little music in the background. I had to do a quick setup this morning. And I just want to catch up with y'all. I haven't done an episode in about a week and a half. I just wanted to give y'all some space to catch up on your DJ Lala episode. Let me stop being dramatic. Because I'm not a dramatic girl. So, I'm going to do something new. It's going to be some new audio soon. It's going to be some changes made with the podcast. I'm going to have an episode once a week to give the grown folks a chance to catch up on the episodes. It's going to be more guests. It's going to be possibly at a different location each time, once a week. Sometimes it will be live, sometimes it will be recorded for those who can't make it or available when I need them to be available. So I may have to record it and then playback for you guys the following day. So it all depends. Hope you had a great, what's it been, a week and a half, 2 weeks. Thank y'all for the support. I really do appreciate y'all. Y'all really don't have to listen if you don't feel like it. If you're not feeling it, not feeling me, that's okay. I have people who listen, and I do appreciate the support, whether it's one person, five people, eight people, 10, 15, 20. I really do appreciate y'all. I really do. I really like to support my local artists and the things that they do. I really appreciate it and the work they put in. I like to support local businesses and artists, and I support the, anybody who needs support, I'll support them, and I am happy that people can, get the chance to support me when they listen, so I really do appreciate it. Got a lot to talk about. Did y'all see the Grammys? We gonna talk. Let me see what I got for y'all, and I got a question for y'all. There's gonna be a couple of questions, and then we're going to get to it. Let me see here. Give me one moment. So I think we did talk about this on a previous episode, me and Jazz, on our ladies' ride, our ladies' breakfast. Did y'all see that the girl, and I'm not trying to pick on her, Diamonds T on IG. She's, I don't know if it was for real, if it was a joke, but it said, "I need help getting back home. I'm stuck in ATL." And $120 was raised at the time. Her goal was $1,300. And apparently, she said, "I went to Atlanta for All-Star Weekend with $400, only booked a one-way because I was waiting on my unemployment to pay my way back. But they baited, I need help surviving and making back." I'm just reading the way it said, what it says here. "Need help surviving and making back home to New York, please. Anything would help." See, Lord, she's from New York. Oh, is this a true story? Does anybody know? Is this for real? Because first of all, All-Star Weekend is not that important, boo. I mean, you're getting unemployment. You only have $400. I mean, who does that? Who goes out of town? I'm trying not to judge, but that's a risk, honey. You got no family there neither. I mean, it'd be different if you had family there and you could stay there until you were able to get back home to New York. But, girl. And then somebody had... by the name of James Anderson, it said donated $100, and he said broke B. I mean, it was kind of funny, but it was kind of not. Oh Lord, woo. Okay. I would not take that risk, but we'll see. 50 Cent's Black Mafia family has added Snoop Dogg, Lala Anthony, and Soraya to its cast. Have y'all checked that out on Thursdays? I believe it's on Thursdays on Stars. It's a new cast for the G-Unit film. And I think Lionsgate, they're producing it too. It's a shooting in, is it in production or it's already on? I don't know. It's currently shooting in both Atlanta and Detroit. It's the series is inspired by the true story of two brothers, Big Meech and Southwest T, who rose from Southwest Detroit in the late 1980s to become one of the most influential crime families in the U.S. That's got to be interesting. Is that... because I know I saw this around March 11th, so this is probably, it's probably still in production, but that's going to be interesting to see. Again, this mix is by DJ Shinsky. I pulled it up on YouTube, and I just hit play, so I don't own the rights to any of this music. I'm just playing in the background as if I would if I was playing a radio. So I have to say that. Matthew McConaughey is considering Texas governor run. And that's going to be quite interesting. Unilever, which owns brands like Dove and Sunsilk, said a study had found that the word normal makes people feel excluded. A spokeswoman said it would remove it from more than 200 products. I don't remember seeing that word on any Dove products, and I use Dove. I mean, do people really get into it like that? I mean, yeah, you read the ingredients, you read the description, but does that, would that bother you if it said that? I mean, I don't know. You can't tell people how to feel, but sometimes I think people be doing too much sometimes, honestly, but that's just my opinion. You don't have to agree with that. A Texas man drove BMW dealership loaner car to rob a bank, tried to use stolen money to buy BMW. What? A Texas man who used a loaner car from a dealership to rob a bank and then went to go buy the vehicle was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison. Lord have mercy. This is what we doing out here in these streets. The note, when he went into a bank and walked up to a teller, the 50-year-old then put a bag from a fast food restaurant and a note on the counter. And the note on the counter read, "This is a effing robbery. Play with me and die. And want $10,000 and $50 and $100 bills. I'm not you being picky, bruh. It ain't even your money. And you about to give it to a dealership. I can't. Now you got 1 minute or I will kill you." After showing the teller the note, Warren pulled out what looked like a handgun and said, "I ain't playing around. I only want hundreds and fifties." Authorities said 15 minutes after the robbery took place, he went back to the dealership and try to buy a car. Girl, I can't. He entered the dealership's finance office and attempted to finalize the purchase of the BMW by giving the dealership $3,000 in cash as a down payment. That's all he gave them? After getting money from a robbery? Why he ain't just pay for the car? I mean, he only requested $3,000. I mean, While Warren was in the dealership's finance office, an employee received a phone call informing him of the recent bank robbery. The employee realized that the vehicle used in the bank robbery matched the vehicle the dealership had loaned to Warren, and the employee alerted law enforcement. When Warren was arrested, he had more than $5,000 with him, and the serial numbers matched those stolen from the bank. Police also found a painted pellet gun. Oh my God. Resembling a real handgun. I mean, but how was the bank supposed to know? Damn. Okay. Y'all remember this song? A Manhattan private school aiming to use more inclusive language is encouraging its students to stop using the terms mom, dad, and parents because the words make assumptions about kids' home lives. What? So they want, the detailed guide recommends using the terms grown-ups, folks, family, or guardians as alternatives to mom, dad, and parents. I wish my child would not call me mom and call me, hey, grown-up, hey, fam, hey, guardian. Hell no. You know what? And that's in the city of Manhattan. They bugging. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I know what they're trying to do. They got a whole packet of this inclusive language that they prefer the kids. I mean, I read through the guide. It's very long. I understand some of it, but my child ain't calling me, hey, fam, hey, parent, Hey, Guardian. How would you like for your chat? No, 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 ma'am. I'm from the South. It don't matter if I was from Vegas, Canada. No, you want to be respectful. I'm your mother. Mm-mm. Ain't nobody call me by my first name. I don't heard a child call their mother by their first name. No, ma'am. Hail to the no. What y'all think about that? And that's in Manhattan, in New York. No, ma'am. So Joey Badass won't return as Inspector Deck in Wu-Tang's An American Saga Season 2. Did they say why? Hey, the report doesn't offer any details on why he won't be returning. So, oh, J-Lo and A-Rod, after 4 years, they already calling it quits. Allegedly, I don't know. We'll see. But the Grammys, honey, I usually don't watch the Grammys, okay? Because their categories be all mixed up, honey. Why a R&B artist will win, no, why a hip hop artist will win best R&B contemporary, I don't know. And that a R&B artist will win hip hop, girl, honey, sis, friend, bro, I don't know. But anyway, usually I don't watch the Grammys, okay? But I decided to just check it out to see. I ain't had nothing else going on that day. It was this past Sunday, I believe it was, wasn't it? Anyway, so I just want to give y'all a little rundown in case you didn't watch it, in case you weren't interested and maybe you might want to know who won. But it was pretty good. The performances is pretty good, I have to say. And somebody got me messed up. My homegirl was like, oh, they only did that because of the movements and stuff that's going on. I'm like, oh, no, you did. Record of the Year. Was a Black Parade by Beyonce. Or was she just nominated? I'm gonna get to what it really is. Hey, I know Beyonce won 4 awards that night, and she did one for Black Parade. Also, her and Megan won for Savage Best Hip Hop. Song, best rap album. Yes, Lord, Nas, it's about time for King's Disease. That album is dope. All his music is dope, and he's been in the game a long time. It's about time they recognize him at the Grammys. But congratulations goes out to Nas. Best rock performance was Fiona Apple. Shamika, I think that's the name. Best rock performance. Best pop duo group performance was Rain on Me, Lady Gaga with Ariana Grande. Best Progressive R&B Album, It Is What It Is, Thundercat. I mean, Janae Aiko was in there. I think she should have won at least something because she is very talented. She put out a lot of music. Best R&B Album was Bigger Love, John Legend. Best R&B Song was Better Than I Imagined with Robert Glasper and Michelle Indicello. I always mess up her name. Indicello and Gabriella Wilson. Best traditional R&B performance, so happy about that. Let It See, Anything For You. Best comedy album was Black Mitzvah by Tiffany Haddish. Best global music album was Twice As Tall by Burna Boy. Best new artist, of course, was Megan Thee Stallion. Best country album, Wild Card by Miranda Lambert. Best solo pop performance was Harry Styles for Watermelon Sugar. Song of the Year is I Can't Breathe by Her. Best rap song, of course, was Savage by Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion. That was pretty good. So best R&B performance, Beyonce won one of her awards. I don't know the other three, for Black Parade. Trevor Noah was the host. And it took place in Los Angeles at the Convention Center. Taylor Swift, she was a big winner. That's a good mix. CJ Shinsky. Billie Eilish won Record of the Year for Everything I Wanted. Best Gospel Performance and Song, Moving On by Jonathan McReynolds and Mally Music. That's my song, Moving On, if y'all like gospel, Christian music. Best Contemporary Christian Music Performance and Song was Zach Williams and Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton for There Was Jesus. Best gospel album. Yes, PJ Morton. I love PJ Morton. Gospel according to PJ. Best contemporary Christian music album. Kanye West. Jesus is King. I mean, you know, he had a good idea. Best Latin pop album or urban album was Bad Bunny. He won. Nice. Megan Thee Stallion, when she won that Savage, the award for Savage Best Rap Song, she was so shocked that she saw Beyonce. I think because Beyonce had refused to perform. And I don't know if it was due to COVID or other reasons. Because I know before people were boycotting the Grammys because of their categories, which makes sense because they didn't make any sense. But she showed up for her awards. Yes, she did. The queen did, looking like a queen, snatched. So Megan was really shocked. And she becomes the first, Megan becomes the first female rapper to win Best New Artist this century. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, y'all see the well, for those of you who didn't see, their performance was really good. You know, but you know what, Cardi, some songs could be a little, you know. They combined Savage and Up with WAP, but it was pretty good. It wasn't that, you know, that bad, you know, for people's eyes. But Blue Ivy won her first Grammy Award, and people are loving it. I think it was a brown skin girl. She was in with Beyonce. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. They did a Silk Sonic perform. What did they do? Oh, Leave the Door Open. That was pretty good. They was dressed a little 70-ish. Beyonce breaks the record to become the most awarded woman in Grammy history. I think she won to date 28 awards. DaBaby and Roddy Ricch, they performed Rockstar, which is really, really good. Billie Eilish, when she won her Record of the Year Grammy, she praised Megan Thee Stallion. You deserve this. Well, you should have gave it to her. Let me stop. Why you ain't give her the award? You think she's a... Let me stop. People kill me when they're like, oh, this person should have won it. Well, hand them over your Grammy. Let me stop. Let me stop being silly. Roddy Ricch, she performed Heartless in the Box. Pretty, those performances were really, I have to say, were really, really good. Lil Baby, he did really, really well. He honored Rashard Brooks. He did the Bigger Picture. It's really, really good. I have to say, like, they put a little, it was really creative. 50 Cent reacts to Tiffany Haddish calling Nicki Minaj disrespectful after being compared to her. I guess somebody in the comments has said that she's like called her the Nicki Minaj of comedy. And someone else chimed in and said, unlike Nicki, Tiffany shows up on time. And then Tiffany responded and said, unlike Nicki, I treat everyone with respect. The shade, honey. Okay. Alrighty then. Did y'all see that story about the doctors who are investigated after posting organ photos online as Price is Right game? You, who can you trust? Can't even trust a doctor. Can't even trust nobody. Family members, friends, co-workers. Can't trust no damn body. Damn. Having a surgery and then you have them record that? I mean... It says the medical residents who are employed by Spectrum Health in Grand Rapids, Michigan, asked people on Instagram to guess how much a surgically removed organ weighed. Why would you do that? Posted photos on Instagram showing themselves posing with tissue and organs that were removed during an operation. What? Said it blurred part of the image in that post so that people could not tell what type of organ it was. I'm done. I'm dead. I'm done. Like, I... there was a story about an apartment manager who was charged with stealing rent money from dozens of tenants. What? Salt Lake City. It wasn't Salt Lake City. She did that. I think it was, when did she start? I don't know when it says she started, but it was, a Riverton woman who has been charged with stealing rent money from dozens of tenants at a Mill Creek apartment. It says, she was accused of taking rent money from dozens of tenants and putting it into her personal account. 52-year-old Sheila Kim Winberg of Riverton was charged Friday in 3rd District Court with theft by deception and money laundering, both second-degree felonies and forgery. Damn, you think you paying your rent and doing the right thing, giving it to, you know, the manager, and she putting the checks in her account. Like, how are you supposed to know you won't? But that's terrible. I said, of those checks and money orders that she allegedly changed and placed into her account, police were able to trace 112 worth more than $51,000 back to the tenants who submitted the payments, the charges state. An additional 14 money orders totaling more than $7,000 could not be traced to a tenant, but each had paid to the order of Meadowbrook Station. That's terrible. Oh my gosh. So, did y'all see that story about, they're talking about, the World Health Organization? Because when I say who, people are like, what? They point out that, the wildlife farms in southern China, and this is when did this happen? When did this story come out? March 15th. They point out the wildlife farms in southern China as likely source of the pandemic. Did y'all see that? They say that they're most likely the source of the COVID-19 pandemic because of the wild animals that they had breeded on the wildlife farms. They're supplying vendors at a wholesale market with in Wuhan with the animals. They had somebody, they had an expert, a disease ecologist go over there and travel to China to check it out. And he found a lot of things going on there, saying the Chinese government thought that those farms were the most probable pathway for coronavirus in bats in southern China, but then they found more. They take exotic animals like porcupines, pangolins, raccoon dogs. What's that? Chow, I don't know what that is. A raccoon dog. What that look like? I ain't trying to sound stupid, but I've never seen a raccoon dog. It's a mixture, but I gotta look that up. And bamboo rats, and they breed them in captivity. So they are still investigating that. That's scary and horrible. Cardi B, Bobby Shmurda, and more stars voiced their support for Free Haiti movement. That's wonderful. They're showing support to Haiti following the people's continued plea for peace in the nation. Last Friday, this is like a week ago, a botched anti-gang operation in Port-au-Prince, Prince's village of God Slum, which is run by the Five Seconds Gang, left an unknown number of Haitian national police officers dead and 8 injured. According to the Associated Press, the incident has continued fueling Haitian protesters' demands for new democratic elections and the resignation of current President Jovenel Moïse. Where my Haitian people at? Y'all correct me. Moïse. Following years of corruption claims, Haitian protesters received all-star backing from the Jamaican-American rapper Bobby Shmurda, who showed love to all. He made a post showing love to all my Zoes on Saturday and shared a link to Karen Civil's Hike for Haiti fundraiser. Y'all go to that if y'all want to contribute with Hope for Haiti, which plans to donate 100% of the proceeds to education, teacher training, health education, school gardens, and reforestation. So, what else do we got here? This is a mix by DJ Shinsky. It's on YouTube in case y'all are wondering. Did y'all see that man that was posing as a Wu-Tang Clan member? And I love Wu-Tang. Sentenced to prison for scamming hotels out of $300,000. So which member did he say he was? I mean, if you're a Wu-Tang fan, I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you know, if he's posing as a Wu-Tang Clan member, so you know the members. I mean, I know it's got like 25 members, but you know the faces. Like, if you just walking in saying, I'm Janet Jackson, I'm Rebe Jackson, or I'm a LaToya, and I need to get a room, you know, put on my tab or something. I mean, how does that work? And this was in Atlanta. My God. Investigators say Aaron Barnes Burpo and another man claimed to be with the entertainment firm Rock Nation. Oh, no, they didn't. And the Wu-Tang Clan. It ain't funny, but they were sentenced to 7 years in prison after he admitted to posing as a member of the rap group Wu-Tang Clan to defraud hotels out of hundreds of thousands of dollars and free services. For several weeks, these men defrauded multiple businesses by posing as famous musical artists and their, what? Well, so I'm looking at a picture. Which member of Wu-Tang did he say he was? He said he was a member of Wu-Tang, not the manager, not the child. If you would have saw this picture. And although Wu-Tang, I love Wu-Tang Clan, they got a lot of members. You would definitely know that he is not a member of Wu-Tang. I'm sorry. Anyway, we were just talking about stimulus checks. And did y'all hear about the four people that were murdered, including a child, following an argument over stimulus check money? Oh my gosh, that is so horrible. That's what it said, but I know someone else told me something different, that the child or the baby mama was just injured. That's horrible. It really is. And I'm about to put it on blast. Because after I spoke about that with my sis, I'm looking at my phone and I get a text message. And my baby father, let me stop saying it like that, gonna text me and was like, oh, you sharing your stimulus money? I'm like, are you trying to jump on a bandwagon? And that's terrible. You saw a story about something and it gave you an idea. I'm like, I don't get a stimulus check. So I don't know what you're talking about. And what kind of man ask a woman, you know what I'm saying, who has not taken care of his child for part of her stimulus check that she don't get? So I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, and I'm putting them on blast because that is horrible. And where you get that idea from? Because this is like what, the second stimulus or the third, and then all of a sudden this story come out. Now you want to sit there and text me? You think it's funny, bruh? Block. Okay. A group of New York City exotic dancing clubs sued New York State Thursday, saying it's not fair that they're being kept closed when everything from axe throwing venues to bars with live music and casinos can open up. The lawsuit filed in Manhattan federal court claimed that thousands of employees are forced out of work. They're forced out of work by the state's ban because of the coronavirus. Defendants, including Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state's liquor licensing authority, was included in that lawsuit. Exotic dancing clubs included, it's not funny, Starlets, Sugar Daddies, and Gallagher's 2000. They said, I didn't know they were still open pre-pandemic. And the borough of Queens asked the court to declare it a violation of the First and 14th Amendments to keep their clubs closed while letting other enclosed establishments open up. So the lawsuit comes as the state's widening of rules for bars and restaurants have led many to open this week. It also has filed after similar clashes between establishments that allow nudity or dancing in other states. In December, a judge in California let two San Diego strip clubs make their own determinations about providing a safe environment for dancers and patrons during the pandemic. So a message seeking comment was sent to the state attorney general's office, which said any comment must come from the governor's office. Yet the lawsuit said Cuomo and the state have ordered restaurants and bars with exotic dancing to remain closed while permitting nightclubs, lounges, jazz, dinner theaters, churches, axe throwing venues, billiards halls, event venues for weddings, casinos, restaurants, and bars with live music and bowling alleys that pose similar or a greater risk of COVID-19 transmission to reopen. According to the lawsuit, at least 41 other states allow similar businesses to remain open. How y'all feel about that? I'm just asking. It ain't funny. But Cuomo, he's really been doing his job. I don't care what nobody say. Of course, accusations gonna come out because people are getting angry. They want everything to open. It's not really that safe. Do we really trust that everything is okay because we have a vaccine? Do y'all think it's necessary? I mean, y'all got OnlyFans. If you want to watch porn or anything like that, you can do that. And they got OnlyFans. It's like watching a strippers on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, do we really need strip clubs open? It's kind of overrated to me. I can't tell you the last time I went to a strip club, my man. It's like, it's kind of boring if you ask me. But you know, you try to do things and make your man happy or whatever. But, by the way, would you women go to a strip club with your man? That's one of my questions. And does it bother you? Does it make you feel some kind of way? Would you not go with your man and let him go with his homeboys? Do we really need, I mean, is it very important for them. I mean, it's just, this is an emergency. We need strip clubs open right now. I mean, we do need restaurants open. For those of you who eat out a lot, bars are okay, lounges, venues for weddings, people need to get married. He is opening entertainment, some entertainment, but he feels like strip clubs are not that important right now. I mean, I ain't trying to laugh. I mean, everybody need to work, but I'm just saying, like, there's other ways that you can watch women, like, you know, twerk and whatever. So hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. Do we really need that right now? Is it important? There's other outlets, other ways. Also, my next question is, what's your guilty pleasure? Because I read somewhere that Nas likes smelling women's necks. What is your guilty pleasure? Do you think it's weird to have a guilty pleasure? Some people might think your guilty pleasure is weird, or, you know, fetishes, things that you like to do. I got some feedback from some people. Some women say, not all of them, say that they like to nibble on ears, or they like to play with toes, sucking on toes, or this is sad, not too many said that they like giving head. What else? Sucking on lips. Somebody said they like licking a woman's face. What? Okay. That's what you like, bro. Somebody else told me that they love smelling like a woman behind their ear if they're wearing perfume. I like smelling men. When they have on some good smelling cologne, oh my God, but it has to fit with your, if it don't go with your body chemistry, because some of y'all be wearing this cologne and it don't smell good. You got to know, because I'm into fragrance and perfume and just scents. It's got to go with your body chemistry. It can't smell musty on you. It just don't go. You need another, like, scent. Maybe, you know, you need to try a different cologne. But for the most part, a lot of men's cologne, it smells so good on y'all. You know, you passing through the grocery store, you smell it on somebody, you're like, damn. But on your man, make sure that smell good. For the most part, when I was being in a relationship in the past or whatever, when you're in a relationship, it should smell good on your man. And you gotta let him know if it don't. I never had a problem with that. On my man, it always smells good. And it just make you want to just lay your head on the shoulder. Y'all ladies know what I'm talking about. Just stay there. That's what I think what Nas meant by he likes smelling ladies' necks. But it gotta smell good. Because I don't heard y'all men tell me that some women, they necks smell sweaty or... I don't know, after sex or something like that. Ladies, we gotta check ourselves. Like, you gotta clean behind the ears before you know, when you shower, you're supposed to clean behind the ears, and then you do another dab, you know, when you get out the shower, and there's a process. You know, you gotta put on the, if you want the perfume to last, I'm gonna drop a diamond on y'all, some gems. If you want the perfume to last, you have to put it on your pulse points, and you have to put a little oil on your pulse points first. Then you spray the perfume or cologne. It'll last longer, but you cannot spray perfume or cologne because some all over the place. Because sometimes it has a lot of oils in there, depending on some men's colognes has some oils, a little oil in it. It's like you spray it on your clothes, you're going to have oil stains on your clothes. You got to spray it on your pulse points, behind your ears, on your wrist, the folds in between, like, on the other side of your elbow. What do you call that? Between your forearm. You know what I'm talking about. The crease. And when you... I don't know what you call that, child. Behind your knee. On the inside of your ankles. That's a pulse point. It lasts longer. Especially if you layer. So, hit me up and let me know how you feel about the questions today. About your guilty pleasures. Your fetishes. Guilty pleasures will make you feel better. Fragrance makes me feel better. I love fragrance, and scents, diffusers, ice cream is my favorite, and chicken wings. It's guilty pleasure. Vietnamese and Vietnamese food. But of course, I'm always on the diet, so gotta limit what you eat. There's healthy options out there for ice cream and not Vietnamese food. No. And chicken wings, fetishes, We won't talk about that. Is it necessary to have these strip clubs open right now? Do y'all agree there's alternatives? Hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. Today is Friday, March 19th, Friday. And I am so excited to tap in and talk to you guys. Hope you have a great Friday, a great weekend. Smile. I know we're still in a pandemic. Things are slowly rolling around. As far as the vaccine, we're going to talk about that. But I feel like if you're elderly and you have underlying issues, you have health issues, I feel like maybe you should get the vaccine. I mean, it ain't for everybody to judge people on whether they should get it or not. It's not the topic of conversation because people are getting nasty, you know, talking about how much money they get from the stimulus. Are you taking the vaccine? You shouldn't judge people. If they take it, they take it. If they don't, they don't. It's a personal choice, like I told you before. But I will say, in my opinion, it's taken them a long time to come up with these vaccines, but it's kind of funny how it only took them a year to come up with this vaccine. So how do we know that it's not just vitamins in this vaccine? I mean, they can tell us that it has A, B, and C in there, but how do we really know? And then 2 years from now, you know, there's something on TV saying, well, you know what? If you've taken the vaccine from if you're taking the Moderna, if you're taking this one, call this number, or you may get this side effect from it, or it may be temporary, maybe permanent. You may get this, you may get that. We don't know. We really don't know. But overall, you want to try to be careful. You know, we get desperate, and we, when things go crazy, we try to, I'm trying to be careful of what I say. Although I do put everything on the table, I give my opinion, whether anybody likes it or not. You don't have to agree. It's fine. And it's a personal choice whether you take it or not. I'm not going to tell you whether I took it or not, but I'm just saying you got to think about these things, and you shouldn't judge people who want to think about it or who take it or who don't. We don't know. It's like everything else over the counter. We don't know what's really in there, but you have a headache, the first thing you do is go get Tylenol. You know, you have no choice because we have to believe it, you know, what they tell us. But just be a little more careful and a little more skeptical, and not just to jump on things, you know, when it first come out. Just try to, you know, it's okay to think about things. It's just like buying a car. You see a car you want, you're not going to just sign the papers. You're going to look over the papers and think about it, right? Just like everything else. You know, when you meet somebody, you got to fill them out first before you decide you want them as your girl, your man, your husband, your wife, you know, instead of jumping into things just because you want to look good for everybody else. And one important thing that my sis said, she said, when a lot of people, when they get married, they do it for other people. They do it for reasons that they shouldn't be using. You know what I mean? They do it for the wrong reasons, not for when you choose a lifetime partner, you should ultimately have a physical connection, mental connection, sexual connection. That should be the person that you choose you want to spend the rest of your life with. It shouldn't be all because of certain reasons. And I get it. Some men are like, oh, she got pregnant. We didn't mean to get pregnant this early. I'm going to go on and marry her, blah, blah. But then again, it's like you didn't have those strong feelings for her. So 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years later, I mean, although you are doing the right thing, I commend you for that. Now you're in a situation. Now mentally you're not there in a relationship, marriage. Now your heart ain't in it. So now what happens? Y'all know what happens next. Unfortunately, now your mind gonna be somewhere else with somebody else. So, you know, we gotta take our time to make decisions that we need to make when it comes to our life. You feel me? So I don't know if y'all agree with that. If y'all don't, it's fine. If y'all don't, you have to agree with me, child, honey. I'm just talking. I mean, I'm talking and I mean it. You know what I'm saying? But if you feel some kind of way or you don't understand what I'm saying, just hit me up and we can discuss. You feel me? Because sometimes things can be misunderstood, or when you're reading something, you can misread something depending on the mood you're in or what you're going through. You know, sometimes things could be, you know, miscommunicated. So hit me up and let me know how you feel about it. I'm going to give my shout-outs. Shout-out to DJ Junes, the hottest DJ in the New York metro area. Download Caribbean Hits Radio. Him and 3 other DJs are on every Saturday between 3 p.m. to midnight. Check them out. They play all kinds of music, all kinds of genres. Compa, reggae, zouk, R&B, hip-hop, you name it. So if you don't have the app, download it. Saturdays, 3 to midnight. Check them out. DJ Junes, at DJ Junes Entertainment. On Facebook, he's got a page there. On YouTube, SoundCloud, shout out to DJ K Solo in the DMV area. Shout out to DJ X-Ray D in North Carolina. Shout out to DJ Mike Kane in the Boston area. He prints apparel. He's a photographer and he's a DJ. So check him out on IG, imageimpressions.com. He's Mike, I think, underscore. What are you on, Mike? What are you? He gonna kill me. On Instagram. Got it right here. Check him out. He is m_image78. You want to hit him up? DM him and let him know if you need anything, any services. Shout out to my homeboy, E, Protecting and Serving in the New York metro area. LNL Catering, all events. Halima at Delightful Desserts. Harvey Champagne with that new music on iTunes. Who else we got? Devin Michael Porter, he has the apparel line. I have on his jumpsuit right now. Actions, words spelled backwards. Shout out to Nate. Shout out to my homegirl Tamika. Shout out to Cece, Miss Riri, Miranda, Ann, Carol, Jazzy, Swaggy Jazzy, Slack Poppy. Check him out on YouTube. On IG, let me see what he is on IG. This is DJ Shensky in the background, in case y'all didn't know. Slack Poppy, check him out on IG. Check him out on YouTube. Dope. Hip hop artist. Javal, shout out to you. Shout out to Bub. Shout out to CC, shout out to my sis V, shout out to Talia, shout out to Tony, shout out to Miles, shout out to Antonio, shout out to Jessica, did I say Tony? Eric, and I think that's it. Shout out to everybody that is listening. I really do appreciate y'all. I forgot somebody, but please forgive me. Have a great weekend. Put a smile on your face. Kings, keep that back straight. Get you a queen that can hold you down 100% all day, every day, not just when it's convenient for her. Get to your happy place. And you got to do what you got to do and make decisions to get to your happy place. Men, women, you know. We just got to do what we got to do to be happy. And sometimes it makes, you have to make decisions and make changes in your life. The time is now. We done been through the worst over the past year and a half. You don't need that baggage over your head that you've had over the past how many years that you've never, situations you never fixed. So do what you got to do to be happy. Work on that list of happiness. Have a great day. I appreciate y'all. This is DJ Lala and the fam. Giving it to you straight with no chaser. Music, life, and everything else. It's DJ Shinsky in the background. That's his mix on YouTube. Don't own the rights to any of the music that I play on here. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening. I'm going to get my own mixes on here. Don't own the rights to any of that music either. You know, just a DJ playing music or anything that I put on here. So have a great day. Love, live, and laugh. Mwah. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. You want to hit me up? Want to talk? Want to say what up? Bonsoir. Bonjour. What up, Sakma? Say whatever you want to say to me. Okay, okay. Just hit me up if you want to talk. We can talk about anything. It don't matter. Whatever topic. Hit me up. I'm gonna get those new things on for y'all starting next week. Have a great day. Love, live, and laugh. Bye. By the way, when is everybody's business when you get your stimulus? How much you get, you feel me? Not everybody gets a stimulus check. It depends if you owe taxes. It depends on, in case y'all didn't know, in case, you know, if you make certain amount of money, you know, you don't get a stimulus. And honey, that ain't me, okay? Because it ain't nobody business, but I do get a stimulus check. I was just telling my kid's father that, because I mean, it ain't none of his daggone business. He ain't getting none of that. He crazy. I just told him I don't get one, honey, because that's what you need to start telling folks. You don't get no stimulus check. I mean, that's terrible. That is terrible.
vulnerable to, you know what I'm saying, ask somebody, oh, do I get a piece of that check? And you don't even take care of your child. It's like, come on now. And then in your mind, you think you do. I mean, I'm the kind of person, you know, I'll give you your flowers while you're here. I'll try to anyway. I'll give you credit where credit is due. But don't go and do that. That story that I heard about the four people who got shot over a stimulus check, I think that's horrible. Like, you see how people act out here in these streets over money? Like, come on. Come on. We got to do better. Like, that's crazy. I don't know. But anyway, I don't want y'all thinking I'm walking around here like seeing stuff, because I saw a post on Facebook. They were going in on this girl. She was like, come on, Joe. Me and my husband, we don't get a stimulus because they said we make too much money. Now, was you really posting that because you want people to know you make a lot of money, or are you really upset you're not getting a stimulus? If you make too much money, that $1,400 may not mean nothing to you, or that $1,200. So, and then somebody put down there, they went, they made a comment and they were like, so if you make too much, why are you worried about the stimulus? Then it shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't be complaining. And they were like, well, you got the stimulus. And they said, yes, and I'm thankful. And they were like, why did you even make this post in the first place? If you make too much money, then you don't need the stimulus. Why are you on here making a post? I was like, oh, Anna, ooh, wow. They were going in on Facebook. But that's another thing I wanted to just add in here. Not everything needs to be on social media or Facebook. I hate social media. If it wasn't for business purposes, I wouldn't have it. But you gotta tread lightly on social media, because when you apply for jobs or apply for anything, believe it or not, they ask you for your email. They ask you if you got, some places ask you if you got social media. And if they don't ask, they try to look you up. They do. And they shouldn't, but they judge you, you know, because what you do on your off time is what you do on your off time. But they try to judge you by looking at your pictures, your posts, and things like that. But ultimately, even if it's not for a job, you really should be careful what you put on social media. And not everything needs to go on there. Every 5 minutes, what you do in your house or where you go, don't need to be on social media. But you do what you want. It's your page. I'm not telling you what to do. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I just don't think everything should be on there. Your whole life story, all your business shouldn't be on there. It leaves doors open for people to say things. And then when people come at you, now you want to be all in your feelings. Like, you know, why are they doing this? Why are you doing that? Well, you're putting all your business out there for people to, you know, and it's just like celebrities. I mean, they're human just like we are, but they're, you know, they're in the public eye, so a lot of people are going to make comments and, you know, judge and all kinds of stuff. And you just got to be able to roll with the punches and, you know, be able to take it. But then again, some people need to be sympathetic and empathetic. And, sorry, I'm just putting on lotion. And, you know, they don't have to be, but they should, because celebrities are human too. But you don't get a lot of that these days. Nobody has sympathy and empathy for anybody. Nobody cares about anybody but themselves. So just gotta, you know, just gotta go with the flow and this thing that we call life. So hope you have a great day. Just wanted to put this little tidbit in there. Tap in one more time, and I forgot to add this into the episode. So enjoy your stimmy. Make sure you use it where you need to use it. I ain't telling you what to do, but, you know, course, mine went to bills. You feel me? Get it out the way. Get it done early. You ain't gotta worry about it later. So have a great day. Have a great Friday. Do what you need to do to be happy. All right, I'm done. Have a great Friday. Bye. Love, live, and laugh.